Today is the 10th Sunday after Pentecost, and the blessing of religious articles will take place after Mass today. Please note the time and place for daily Mass and Holy Hour in the bulletin. There, however, is a mistake in the bulletin. Wednesday and Thursday, there will be no Masses. But there will still be the Thursday night Holy Hour here at the school. Tomorrow, August 15th, is the Feast of the Assumption. It is a holy day of obligation, and there will be three Masses. Mass at Melville, here at Melville, will be at 8 a.m., and the Masses at Oyster Bay will be at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. Ceremonies of the reception of the cassock and profession of vows for the Congregation of St. Pius V will take place at the seminary in Round Top on Monday, August 22nd. Mr. Nicholas Marone and Mr. Nicholas Hawes will be both receiving the cassock and entering into the novitiate year. And Mr. Joseph Harbour, Alexander Peters, as well as Brother Gabriel, our religious brother who assists the priests here in the Long Island House, they all will be making their profession of perpetual vows. So please keep them, as well as the other seminarians and brothers, in your prayers. And also in recognition of Father Leo Vikas's 10th anniversary of ordination to the priesthood, a solemn high mass and luncheon will take place at St. Joseph's Novitiate the following day on Tuesday, August 23rd, and flyers are available in the vestibule. There will be a barbecue for the men of the parish, 21 and older, at Oyster Bay on Thursday, September 1st, beginning at 5 p.m., so please call the parish office if you plan to be there. The flyer is also available in the vestibule. And this year's St. Pius V Open will take place on Monday, August 29th. There is a brochure if you'd like to attend the dinner or afterwards, or the if you have a foursome to sign up. So please place your sign up on the website or send it to the address that's on the brochure. Also, since 2018, St. Pius V School has been slowly continuing to raise funds for mounting large custom-framed artworks and murals throughout our school hallways depicting religious and patriotic and historical images. And to accomplish this, the school needs the help of benefactors who are willing to sponsor the artworks in whole or in part. So please see the letter that is in the bulletin containing details on how you can donate and choose a dedication on the plaque accompanying each piece. And the artwork will be sponsored on a first-come, first-served basis, so to speak, so availability may be limited. However, more will be available for sponsorship at a later date. The students and the sisters do appreciate all that you do for us, and may God reward you for your generosity. If this is your first time here at this chapel, I would like to welcome you. And I also wish to point out that before you would receive Holy Communion, it is first necessary to speak to one of the priests. So if you do have any questions, please do not hesitate to speak to the priest after Mass. The epistle for the 10th Sunday after Pentecost is taken from St. Paul's first epistle to the Corinthians, chapter 12. Brethren, you know that when you were heathens, you went to dumb idols according as you were led. Wherefore, I give you to understand that no man speaking by the Spirit of God saith anathema to Jesus, and no man can say the Lord Jesus but by the Holy Ghost. Now there are diversities of graces, but the same Spirit, and there are diversities of ministries, but the same Lord. And there are diversities of operations, but the same God who worketh all in all. And the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man unto profit. To one indeed by the Spirit is given the word of wisdom, and to another the word of knowledge, according to the same Spirit. To another faith in the same Spirit. To another the grace of healing in one Spirit. To another the working of miracles. to another prophecy, to another the discerning of spirits, to another diverse kinds of tongues, to another interpretation of speeches. But all these things one and the same Spirit worketh, dividing to everyone according as he will. And the Holy Gospel, taken from the Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 18. At that time, Jesus spoke this parable to some who trusted in themselves as just and despised others. Two men went up to the temple to pray, the one a Pharisee and the other a publican. The Pharisee, standing, prayed thus with himself, O God, I give thee thanks that I am not as the rest of men, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, as also is this publican. I fast twice in the week. I give tithes of all that I possess. And the publican, standing afar off, would not so much as lift up his eyes towards heaven, but struck his breast, saying, O God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I say to you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other, because everyone that exalteth himself shall be humbled, and he that humbleth himself shall be exalted. Thus far in the words of the Holy Gospel. Everyone that exalteth himself shall be humbled, and he that humbleth himself shall be exalted. Words taken from the Gospel of today's Mass. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. In the summer of 1986, there was an incident that occurred in the Black Sea off the coast of Russia. A Russian shipliner collided with a cargo ship. Hundreds of passengers died as they were hurled into the icy waters below. And afterwards, an investigation was done to figure out what had gone wrong. And it was revealed later that the cause of the accident was not a technical failure, like a radar malfunction. It was neither the darkness of the night nor any bad weather, like a thick fog. The cause of the devastating accident was due to human stubbornness. Each captain of the two boats had been aware of the other's ship's presence nearby. Both could have steered clear, but according to news reports, neither captain wanted to give way to the other. Each was too proud to yield first. And so by the time they realized that they must reverse engines, it was too late. Poor people suffered and died because of the pride and arrogance of two men. Now, my dear friends, in the Gospel of today's Mass, we read when our Lord told the parable of the publican and the Pharisee. A publican was a man who collected taxes. He collected tolls and customs. Publicans were despised by the Jewish people because they were looked upon as men who collaborated with the pagan Romans. And they also had the reputation of being dishonest men, which in fact many were. The Pharisees, on the other hand, were highly regarded in the minds of the people because of their great knowledge of the law and the strict lives that they seemed to live. It is then one of those hypocritical Pharisees that is pictured in the parable of today's Mass. And thus the Gospel says that our Lord told this parable to some who trusted in themselves as just and despised others. He spoke the parable to the Pharisees themselves. Two men, our Lord said, went up to the temple to pray. One was a Pharisee, the other was a publican. And when the Pharisee prayed, he stood in the open, where he could be seen by others, like the proud man that he was. He so-called thanked God for making him so great. And as he prayed, he looked with contempt upon the publican, who was also in the temple. I thank thee, the Pharisee said to God, for not making me like the rest of men, and for not making me like this publican. His prayer was an affront to God. And instead of asking for help from God, the Pharisee went on to exalt himself before the Almighty. He even listed the things he did as though God didn't know. I fast, I give tithes, he said. I am not like this wretched publican. He did not, of course, acknowledge that he was a hypocrite, who even in his prayer was rashly judging the Pharisee, the publican. Because there were, in fact, some publicans who were good men. For example, in the chapter 19 of St. Luke, we read about the publican named Zacchaeus. He was an extraordinarily good, pious, and just man. And our Lord liked him so much that he insisted on going to his house for dinner. But like Zacchaeus, the publican in the parable was a truly humble man. He was so humble, in fact, that he stayed in the back of the temple to pray. He wouldn't even lift his eyes up to heaven when he prayed. But instead, he struck his breast, as we do at the Confiteor in the Mass. And he prayed, O God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Now, when our Lord finished the parable, he said that the publican went home justified, whereas the Pharisee did not. And what that meant was that the publican went home in the state of grace, while the Pharisee went home in the state of mortal sin. My dear friends, pride is the root and source of all sin. Pride is so evil because, considered in its most serious degree, it is when a creature, through the love of his own worth, aims to withdraw himself from the subjection to Almighty God. In other words, someone who is so filled with pride thinks himself adequate enough that he doesn't need help from anyone, even God himself. For example, it was pride that caused Lucifer, the greatest of the angels, to fall from his most exalted state. It was the pride of our first parents which caused them to disobey God and bring sin and death into this world. And in this sense, St. Thomas Aquinas considers pride to be one of the blackest of sins. And thus we can see why God despises hearts that are full of pride. But the humble soul, on the other hand, sees itself for what it is in God's eyes. It sees the truth. It therefore has a low opinion of itself. And because of this, it does not concern itself with the faults of others. In fact, St. Thomas Aquinas says, humility sees God in every fellow man. And like the publican in the parable, the humble man bows down before God and begs his mercy. He acknowledges his sins, even as he shuns looking down on others. The humble man is too concerned with his own unworthiness to occupy himself with judging others. My dear friends, if we wish to save our souls, we must take these things to heart. It is a serious business, this pride and humility. And I say this because so many souls have gone to their ruin because of the vicious sin of pride. It is so blinding, and it's not so easily overcome. And thus we can't take this too lightly. But St. Cyprian says, just as pride is the beginning of all sin, so is humility the foundation of all holiness. In other words, as pride is the source of every evil work, so humility is the basis for every good work. And as much as one can fall so low from the sin of pride, so too one can be raised to the heights of holiness through the virtue of humility. Let us then imitate the humble publican in the parable. Let us go down on our knees and acknowledge our sinfulness before God, as did that humble publican. And we first start with prayer. Be faithful to your prayers, especially your morning and night prayers. It is a very good practice that each night you make an examination of conscience and keep before your eyes your faults and your sins each night. By this simple practice, you will both implore the mercy of God and also keep from placing yourself above others in your own mind. And when we give in to pride, not only do we offend God and we suffer for it, but also others around us as well suffer. The pride of those two arrogant captains cost the lives of hundreds of people. And this must be understood in the home, especially with the ones with whom we live. Husbands and wives must practice humility. Do not allow your pride to get the better of you. Do not allow those petty differences cause grief and unrest in your home. Do not remain stubborn in a disagreement or argument. And think and consider not only of the consequences of the sin of pride on your own soul, but also the bad example that you may cause to your family. Let us then put away the practice of pride and stubbornness and yield to the prudence and virtue which always follows humility. Let us realize that all the gifts that have come to us have come from Almighty God. Without His help, we are incapable of performing the smallest good act. Persevere then in this humble acknowledgement of God's goodness, and you will receive the reward promised to those who are truly humble of heart. Because as our Lord says in today's gospel, everyone that exalteth himself shall be humbled, and he that humbleth himself shall be exalted. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.